Yeehaw, y'all.
Gather around, y'all. It's time to hear the news about the show that's got a whole lot to amuse. The Grim Lord and DP taking us on a ride, talking about the articles, spicy games, and waifus they provide. Strumming banjos and fiddles, the sound so sweet. They come together, the perfect team. He can't be beat with wit and humor. They bring us all joy, dancing to their tunes like we're kids with a brand new toy. Oh, the Grim Show. It's a thrill from the start, shining a light on articles, games, and waifus that steal our hearts. So grab your popcorn, sit back, and enjoy the ride. The Grim Lord and DP gonna take you on a wild bluegrass ride. Sound so sweet, they come together, the perfect team. Can't be beat with wit and humor. They bring us all joy, dancing to their tunes like we're kids with a brand new toy. Oh, the Grim Show. It's a thrill from the start, shining the light on articles, games, and waifus that steal our hearts. So grab your popcorn, sit back, and enjoy the ride. Grim Lord and DP gonna take you on a wild bluegrass ride.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. DP's not here yet, but he'll be here a little later. I'm going to start doing stuff more like this, so we got... There we go. But yeah, I'm going to start doing stuff more like this because I want to get these kind of done. I got to be in bed by 3. You know, I feel better at 3. I can't stay up to like 4:35 in the morning. It's fucking me up. So anyway, let's get started. DailyMail.com revealed the key sign that indicates a woman might be a psychopath. Remember we talked about the study where it said that more women than we thought or previously thought are considered to be sociopaths, psychopaths? Well, guess what? Now we know how to identify a psychopath. I don't know why anybody else isn't fucking talking about this and what's left of the manosphere. I guess because there isn't anybody really left in the manosphere anymore. I mean, it's dead. It's the griftosphere now, right? Okay, so let me go ahead and get back to what you guys might remember from the manosphere when we are actually talking about, hey, this is how you can tell a woman's a psychopath. I bet old Pop would like this information, but he doesn't even need it. He already knows, right? Anyway, let's get started. Due to their often duplicitous nature, it can be hard to identify a psychopath. But a new study suggests looking at a woman's head movement during a conversation could be a giveaway. Write this down, gentlemen. Using head tracking algorithms, experts in New Mexico analyzed recordings of women being interviewed by police. They found the biggest psychopaths kept their head very still, just like men. All right, let me read that one more time. They found that the biggest psychopaths kept their head very still, just like men. A stationary stance may be a tactic employed by psychopaths to hide potential clues about their personality or intentions given away by body language. But there's more. The new study, which claims to be the first linking women psychopaths in nonverbal communication, was led by researchers at the University of New Mexico's Department of Psychology in Albuquerque. Nonverbal behaviors, like head dynamics, represent an important yet understudied form of communication that may enhance our ability to detect certain forms of psychopathology, including psychopathy, they say. Not really sure on that. We believe our results help identify a unique pattern of head dynamics characteristic of women scoring high on psychopathy, specifically exhibiting more stationary head positioning during clinical interview administration. Generally, people who are described as psychopaths show traits such as antisocial behavior, untruthfulness, irresponsibility, and lack of remorse or empathy. Already, studies have shown psychopathic men have unique patterns of nonverbal communication, including more fixed head patterns during clinical interviews. So, we're more likely to be crazy if we have more, it's a more fixed head position. If somebody just stands there, when you're trying to interview them, like their head doesn't move, then that means that they're more likely to be a psychopath. So, you know, some of you guys, you give interviews and things like that, maybe for jobs and such. If you're interviewing somebody and they don't move their head often when they talk, that usually means they might be a psychopath. For the study, the researchers used an image processing and machine learning tool to automatically extract head movement from recorded interviews of 213 incarcerated women in the U.S. The women were informed their interviews and other data would be videotaped for data quality purposes and possible use in future analysis. In each interview, the tool was used to assess the average head position for the whole session, as well as the head position in each frame. Using head tracking algorithms, experts in New Mexico found female prison inmates with higher levels of psychopathy kept their head more stationary during police interviews. This is genius information. To determine levels of psychopathy, the team used a common assessment called the Hare Psychopathy Checklist, revised PCL-R, originally developed in the 1970s by Canadian psychologist Robert D. Hare. Using a 20-item checklist, PCLR scores a person from 1 to 40, and anyone who scores 30 or over in the U.S. is deemed a psychopath. I wonder what I would score. The PCLR, or dash R, is validated for use among incarcerated women as well as incarcerated men, the team say. I wonder if there's a way you can get that test, because I'd like to take that test just for the hell of it. It'd be interesting, right? See? I told you! No. It was like that one game we played once in a lifetime where they actually had the questions, and they said, oh, you're clinically diagnosed as a psychopath. Well, that says a lot. Let's continue the show. All right, so... As expected, the researchers found that the lower the head, the level of head movement, the higher inmates scored in the psychopathy assessment. Because psychopathy is highly predictive of future reoffending in both men, women and men, the findings could be important for prison officers. In police interviews, female inmates who keep their head more still could be more likely to reoffend, although proving this would require further study. A limitation of the study is participants were solely inmates, so the team did not know how much the prison environment may have influenced participants' behavior. It's a very good point. Capturing nonverbal communication cues, such as head dynamics, in a research setting may not necessarily mirror those demonstrated during day-to-day actions, they say in their paper. Further studies may also look at whether minimal head movements among women is a trait among psychopaths outside of prison. I think that's important. It comes shortly after a British researcher warned that more women are psychopaths than commonly thought. Dr. Clive Boddy at Angela... Well, we did talk about that. We absolutely did talk about that. But let's go over it again, just in case you don't know. Dr. Clive Boddy at Anglia Ruskin University said signs of psychopathy in women are different to men and can come in the form of sexually seductive and manipulative behavior. We did talk about this. Current scientific evidence suggests that male psychopaths outnumber females by around 6-1. 6-1, folks. But Dr. Boddy thinks the ratio of male to female psychopathy is about 1.2-1, up to 5 times higher than previously suggested. The authors of the new study seem to acknowledge this, saying attempts at manipulation by psychopaths may resemble conning behavior if coming from men, but flirtatious behavior if from women. I don't know if that's necessary. Oh, no, that was just a... Damn it. Hold on. I don't know how to go back. I will learn. I will learn one day. Okay. All right, so is there anything else here that in the articles? New? Newly single Melinda Gates ditches that diamond ring as she really reunites with billionaire ex Bill for the first time in 8 months. Well, look who's come crawling back. Let's see, Kendall Jenner, Jennifer Lopez, I don't care about that, makeup free. Makeup free, Olivia Culpo stands out with fiancé Christian McCaffrey after revealing she dissolved her lip filler ahead of their wedding. Let's see what she looks like without the makeup. I don't know, I'm willing to doubt, guys. Where I see makeup. Do you see makeup? I clearly see makeup. That is what a woman looks like with makeup. She's married to some football player. But yeah, I see her without it, and there's still light makeup. That's not like, that's not what we expect. I don't care about Drake's farm. But yeah, we had to see that, because they're like, oh look, she's not wearing makeup. No, she totally fucking is wearing makeup. Damn, that guy was struck in the head by a bottle. Okay, don't care about his mansion. Kim Kardashian, don't care about that. Don't care about that. Prince Harry flies to Nigerian no-go zone, famed for armed bandits and kidnappers, but leaves Meghan 120 miles behind him. I wonder why. Let's see what else we've got. You know, I always do like to look at these sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's a lot of gossip, but every once in a while you'll have something interesting. All right, here's something that we can actually talk about. Creed frontman Scott Stapp, 50, has split with from his wife Jacqueline, 43. The Can You Take Me Higher singer is now a little low. Former beauty queen files for divorce for third time after nearly 20 years of marriage. Scott Stapp and his wife Jacqueline Stapp, my God, look at her face, have officially split after the fashion... You know what? People talk about the fucking Uncanny Valley effect with the games we play on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, but look at that woman's face. Seriously, no, we're gonna look at it. Look at this woman's face. This is ridiculous. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Look at that. That, she looks like a plastic doll. Phil's dolls look better than that. My God, that's horrific. He's not looking so great himself, but damn it. My Lord, she looks terrible. All right, whoops. Let's go back to the article. Anyway, the Creed frontman, 50, who recently opened up about difficult times after his substance abuse issues and bipolar disorder diagnosis, tied the knot with the former beauty queen back in 2006, back when Queen was pretty popular. They actually had some pretty... Creed. Yeah, I said Creed. I didn't say Queen, but yeah, I thought I said Queen, but no. Creed had some really fucking good albums around that time. Yes. I think they did the... I can't remember when their last album came out. Full Circle? But that was a pretty heavy record for those guys, so you might want to check out Full Circle if you missed it. The pair have also welcomed three children during the course of their marriage. Daughter Milan, 17, and sons Daniel and Anthony, 6. Scott is also father to Jagger, 25, who he shares with his ex-wife Hillary Burns. According to court documents obtained by TMZ, Jacqueline, 43, had initially filed a divorce petition last year in May. A representative for the mother of three told the outlet that she has faced a long battle during their long-term relationship and has decided to move forward with divorce. Jacqueline has previously filed for divorce from the performer, including 10 years ago in 2014 and then once again in 2018, but ended up calling off the decision each time. She filed first in 2014, according to divorce papers at the time. Former Miss New York claimed that Scott had threatened to kill her and their children. Well, I mean, he didn't, did he? The model further claimed that drugs had caused him to believe that biological weapons were headed to Florida. Who says they aren't? Following a psychotic break and being placed on a 5150 psychiatric hold, oh, I don't want to be on one of those, Scott received treatment at a clinic in Malibu and has since credited to Jacqueline for assisting him to get the help he needed. However, 4 years later in 2018, she filed for divorce once again, but called it off in early 2019. All right, there's no reason there. She just got tired of it, I guess. During an interview with People earlier in March to promote his new album, Higher Power, which I have listened to and is fairly decent. It's not Creed. It doesn't have Tremonti. Tremonti is a badass. Listen to some of the Alter Bridge records. You'll be blown away. And yes, it's a selected few. early Creed, some of the later Creed, and Alter Bridge. Tremonti's fucking killing on those records. Even his self-titled stuff is really good. Great guitarist. But yeah, Higher Power, it's okay. It's like him with a stand-in band. It's got some heavy, but it's got some light songs. Like, if you like Creed, you'll like it, but it's not Creed. And he also doesn't sound as good as he used to. Scott opened about family and receiving support from loved ones during his sobriety journey. I never had a family like this. They've really demonstrated to me what a family is all about and having each other's back and sticking together. He continued, I've got to see what a real family is in action, and hopefully we'll be able to carry that forward no matter how the story unfolds. And of course, that's them in 2016. I mean, she didn't look as bad, but now, ugh. I mean, come on. And Nickelodeon, ugh. And that's them in 2014. That's when he first... Well, that's when they first filed for divorce. And this is before she did all the plastic surgery. Can you guys tell the difference when she's starting to use the plastic surgery? You know, she changed her face here and then she became that. Scott Stapp himself has no one to talk because you can see where he's clearly using plastic surgery as well. Relationships teach you a lot of things, good and bad, and I've learned that no matter how they resolve or how they continue, that each stage and each season is the reason... Each season of the relationship is most definitely a learning experience, the star added to the outlet. You have to look back at it as such, no matter what. Reframing it, no matter the circumstances, precipitates growth and helps you become a better human being and a better partner. 2015, he said all this kind of stuff. Alright. And what is that? When they first got together? Yep, 2012. And of course, they're playing with Three Doors Down. Oh, neat. Wow, this is like the summer of 99. Creed with Three Doors Down, Daughtry, Finger 11, Hinder, Fuel, Vertical Horizon, and Verve Pipe. My God, bringing me back to my fucking high school years, man. All we need is Limp Bizkit! Both Scott and Jacqueline have yet to publicly comment on the latest divorce news and separation. However, she no longer follows the Creed frontman on Instagram. And he's gearing up for the Creed tour after reuniting with the Grammy-winning band last year in July. And of course, they're doing an Are You Ready tour. So that's pretty cool. If you guys want to go back and catch Creed one more time, again, Scott does not sound like he used to, and Higher Power proved that. So don't expect him to pull off some of those highs that he used to be able to do. Remember, they're older. You are revisiting your younger years, and older people... I mean, unfortunately, the people that you liked when you were younger, they're older, so they don't sound as great. Sometimes that's not true, but most of the times it is. It's just life. Sorry, guys. It is what it is. And Pamela Anderson posing with her two sons. Amy Schumer. Yeah, not too much. Not too much Taylor Swift bullshit. Okay, so, yep, that's all the celebrity bullshit we're talking about today. But Creed is a band I listen to. Yeah. Should have been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. Alright. What do we got next? An OnlyFans star is under fire for calling a male flight attendant a weakling and a limp noodle for not lifting her suitcase into an overhead bin on a plane. Yes, this is true. Fucking stupid shit. An OnlyFans star has come under fire for labeling a male flight attendant a weakling and a limp noodle for not lifting her luggage into an overhead bin on a plane. So if you decide, oh, I'm not gonna help the woman, she's just gonna call, no, you weakling, you coward, you limp noodle. CrossFit athlete and influencer Tatiana Girardi. By the way, CrossFit will fuck you up when you get older. That's coming from a fitness trainer that I know and have talked with. He's also a comedian and a fitness trainer. He's currently, let me see. He did a lot of stuff. He's from Texas. He's done a lot of shows in Texas, but he went to, for you guys in the UK, he's done some shows in the UK. So you may even know this guy. You'd be like, do you know Grimm? He doesn't know who fucking Grimm is, but he knows who I am. And I spent a couple nights over his place while we were at a heavy metal show. Now, he wasn't interested in the heavy metal show himself. He likes, like, hard rock, but he doesn't like heavy, you know, metal. He don't like that. So, obviously, he was doing other things, you know, because my friend, of course, was there with me, and they hadn't seen each other in a while, so they were hanging out and doing all kinds of things, him and his wife and all that. So, but yeah, anyway, this guy has told me, he said, man, CrossFit will destroy you. Yes, it'll make you look really good when you start out. Like, when you start out, you'll be fit and everything else. But it's made to do wear and tear on the bones and the muscles. He said it's literally something, like, they've tried to go to court for it. They've found all this information out that it will just destroy you. It's like doing too much on your body that you look real fucking good and buff and all that shit. But then as you get older, like, you've done so much damage to everything. Your muscles, your bones, all that stuff, that it just destroys you. And it's made to do that. Because, of course, you'll be paying all these doctors and everything else. And, of course, they make money from that. It's like I was talking to a guy, an older man, today, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, sometimes a company, like a parent company, will own two companies. One will be like the hot sauce that they use on a sandwich that makes you, you know, gives you bad heartburn, right? But also they'll own the company that has the Pepcid or the Rolaids or the Tums. So you get heartburn from their product, and then you buy the Tums to get rid of the heartburn, and they make money from you twice because you bought the chicken that caused the heartburn, or the sauce rather, that was on it, and then you get the Tums, and they're making money off that because you need the Tums to get rid of the heartburn. Ooh, we've heard this one in an AVN. Sorry, let me get on track. Anyway. Okay, posted a photograph of an Avianca crew member to let her 2 million Instagram followers, mostly simps,
will you marry me?
Alongside a caption that derided him for not dealing with her suitcase on his own. The now deleted post read, there are limp noodles around here. Take note, I asked this guy, can you help me lift the suitcase? And he goes, between the two of us, I feel so sorry for this weakling. I told him, relax, I can do it myself. Jay Robert, who has worked as a senior cabin crew, Emiratis, responded to Ms. Girardi's post on his popular Fly Guys Cabin Crew Lounge Network, calling her entitled and sexist. He wrote, this is not an Avianca flight attendant issue, a lazy flight attendant issue, a strong or weak flight attendant issue, or a male or female issue. The suitcase is your issue, and your responsibility is to lift it. If you can't manage it, check it. The response you said this crew member gave you is the correct response that flight attendants worldwide are trained to give. We can assist you, but we are not to lift bags alone. We don't do this because it's not our responsibility. Our health and well-being are not worth your suitcase. At many airlines, if the crew is injured during lifting luggage, they are not even covered by medical benefits. Many crew members have had their careers ruined by lifting heavy bags, which is why airlines do not allow crew to lift bags. Right. In my opinion, your comment is not only entitled, but also sexist, as you think the female crew shouldn't be held accountable if they decide to lift your bag. But if a man only offers to assist but not lift himself, he's lazy, weak, and less of a man because he wishes to protect his health and his job. As someone who had their career derailed due to back injuries from helping passengers, I, for one, applaud my fellow male crew member for not allowing toxic gender stereotypes of what men should do for women to influence his actions. At the time of writing, Jay's post has received 560 comments, with many agreeing with his stance. One commenter, Mike and Carla, wrote, "You pack it, you stack it. People should have to show the gate agent they can lift their own bag over their head. We do not have a clue what you packed or how you most likely overpacked it. We do not have x-ray vision to see what is inside or a way to tell us the weight of it. Get over yourself. Get it together. Think like the independent woman you are." Boom! Mail Online Travel has contacted Miss Girardi for a comment, and she won't fucking get one. Or excuse me, they won't fucking get one. She won't give one. She's not going to say anything else to the male. She probably feels like a bumbling fucking idiot. As she should. What the hell? Hold on, let's get away from this. New York Post. The hell? Raging Harlem mob surrounds suspect who allegedly slashed girl 11. After punching woman 43 as NYPD cops protect him. What in the hell is going on? 34,000 people. But we're looking at this one. Cop who groped OnlyFans star and XXX traffic stop vid axed after shot of his patch gives him away. This is why it's good to keep your hands where they can see them. A Nashville cop was fired this week for appearing in an adult video and appears that one small peek of his uniform while he groped an OnlyFans star's breast gave him away. Officer Sean Harmon was fired Thursday for wearing a full uniform. You can't do that. For wearing his full uniform for a cameo, can't believe he doesn't arrest me, or didn't arrest me rather, an X-rated OnlyFans video produced by a local star called Jordan, the Metro Nashville police confirmed. The video starts with Jordan behind the wheel of a car with man in a passenger seat. When a police cruiser signals to pull them over, Jordan tells the man, "I'm not going to get a ticket, I'm going to show him my tits," News Channel 5 reported. A police officer then approaches Jordan's car window. He rests his hands on the open window frame but cannot be seen from the shoulders up as he identifies himself as Officer Johnson of PD. When the officer asks Jordan for a license and registration, Jordan tells him that she does not have the correct documents and then pulls down her top to expose her breasts. "Ma'am, it's 2024. I can see tits on the internet anytime," the officer, whose face is still obscured, scoffs in reply. Damn! Jordan then invites the officer to grope her breasts, which he does while she is seen grabbing his crotch. When the officer reaches into the car to grope Jordan, he reveals a small portion of what appears to be a Metro Nashville Police Department badge. "Had we not seen that patch, I don't know if we'll be having this conversation right now," News Channel 5 investigative reporter Levy Ismail said on Instagram video in the story. Metro Nashville Police said they were made aware of the video on Wednesday and launched an investigation that identified Herman as the officer involved, an MPD spokesperson told the Post. He was fired the following day. "His actions were totally outrageous and incredibly disrespectful to every NPD employee and this agency as a whole," the statement said. A Reddit commenter who identified herself as Jordan later wrote that the video was a stunt and totally consensual and private property. "That doesn't fucking matter, lady. You can't wear a fucking police uniform, a real police uniform, to an adult sex video. You can't fucking do it." "The fact that they fired him is stupid," they added, claiming that Herman was off duty when the video was shot. And that's... A police officer is never off duty. Even at home, that officer has an image to uphold, just like military soldiers. You can't wear your uniform and claim that you are off duty. Off duty, yet still in uniform and driving the cruiser, serves him right. "Whoever has to clean up that squad's interior has my deepest sympathy." Fucking ridiculous. Let's see. Don't see much else. Sean Diddy Combs files to dismiss Jane Doe's sexual misconduct lawsuit. Motherfucker, you did it. We know you did it. All right, enough of that. Wisconsin elementary school. Now, this is old, but we got to go over it. Wisconsin elementary school teacher, 24, busted for making out with a fucking fifth grader 3 months before a wedding. I know it doesn't say a fucking fifth grader, but Miss Catherine Don Levy here would put a fucking fifth grader if she could, and the Post would allow her to do it. Because that is fucking insane. A 24-year-old Wisconsin elementary school teacher was arrested Wednesday for allegedly making out with her fifth grade student less than 3 months before her wedding. Madison Bergman's alleged abuse of the 11-year-old boy, 11, folks, 11, came to light when the student, this is not even, okay, look, you know how we do the game Lust Theory where you make out with your teacher? Clearly you're in college. You're not 11. Even when we're talking about the games, like the waifu games, where you can fuck your teacher and maybe you're high school, college, whatever, you're not 11. It's a difference. And yes, I know Shota is a fucking thing. I know that there are diminutive, you know, and it's supposed to be like the age. But even so, that's not 11. It's not meant to be a fucking 11-year-old boy. This is disgusting, sick, fucking evil shit. They would hang people for that. Like, I think in some countries. But anyway, her alleged abuse of the 11-year-old boy came to light when the student's mother overheard her son talking to the teacher on the phone. CBS News Minnesota! Boy, I bet Nick had some stuff to say about this. The victim's parents allegedly found texts between the pair and the boy's father then stormed into Rivercrest Elementary School with printouts of the conversations. The deranged text chain included messages from Bergman allegedly discussing multiple encounters inside the classroom during lunch or after school with an 11-year-old! Are you fucking kidding me? She is also accused of telling the child how much she enjoyed him touching her and making out. The charging documents state. Inside her bag, police also found a folder with the victim's name on it containing many handwritten notes talking about how much they kissed one another. This is not fucking Lust Theory where you make out with your goddamn teacher. This is real life where an 11-year-old was taken advantage of by this crazy fucking grown-ass woman. In one of the letters, Bergman allegedly wrote, "One of my cousins is in the fifth grade, and I can't imagine a man talking to her how we talk. I know we have a special relationship, and I do love you more than anyone in the world, but I have to be the adult here and stop," she said with her head full of garbage. It's not clear how long the abuse had been going on, but Bergman told investigators she was given the boy's phone number by his mother in December when his family invited who they thought was a beloved teacher with them to the Afton Alps for winter break. The Alps? This was the same month she became engaged to her longtime boyfriend, her social media shows. Bergman shared a photo of her classroom in 2022.
So she slept with a guy or a girl?
An 11-year-old boy.
Oh, well, that's kind of gross.
According to the document, when officers asked her about text exchanges between the two, Bergman invoked her right to an attorney. Oh, look. She's actually pretty here.
I mean,
that's her. No. Look. She's actually... I want you guys to understand. This woman here is kind of what some guys would say, oh, she's decent.
I mean,
she might be a...
flat out
I didn't say
gorgeous,
she was gorgeous. But she looks decent enough for the average
have any
Joe.
Crooked eyes or...
She looks...
Missing ears.
She looks decent for the average Joe. There's a lot of guys that go out there. And let's say this guy here, he's definitely not looking like a slob. He's a well, you know, cared, tall... Really, I mean, some guys might even say he's a Chad in the incel community.
Yeah.
But let's look at the facts. This woman, who was dating what the incel community culture calls a Chad would rather have an affair with an 11-year-old boy. We have to keep that a buck. That is exactly what's going on here.
Double standard.
She began teaching at Rivercrest Elementary in 2022, a milestone she celebrated with a photo of her classroom on Facebook. Can't wait for school to start, she ominously wrote. Oh, yeah. Bergman faces one count of first-degree child sexual assault, and she was released on a $25,000 bond.
I will say, when I was nine, I was...
We have
pretty
more.
Much already having sexual ideas of older women, you know, just because.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's
they got the
true.
Curves, and but, then the rest of the 9-year-old girl, well, they look like the boys, straight down. No.
Right, right. I mean, I agree, but that doesn't mean.
But no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying. I'm. If it was older, like junior high school, I would be surprised that the kid was. Well,
yeah, sometimes that's actually happened. There's been cases where that's happened.
Unless it was because they were bragging and someone found out.
There's been several cases where that has happened. However, this situation involved an 11-year-old in the elementary.
I know, it's disgusting.
Disgusting. And there's more.
I mean, all of it's disgusting.
There's more.
But...
There's more. Madison Bergman, teacher busted for making out with 11-year-old, allegedly moved his desk so she could rub his legs during class. Madison Bergman, the Wisconsin teacher busted for allegedly making out with an 11-year-old in her classroom, allegedly moved the victim's desk next to hers so that she could touch him during class without the other students seeing. My daughter thought he was a problem kid, another student's mom told the Post. She said that his desk got moved next to Bergman's a couple of months ago and she just assumed that he was in trouble. When it was time for lunch, she'd ask him to stay after class, the mom continued, so that just fed into the idea that he was constantly getting into trouble. The alleged victim told cops a similar story. According to a criminal complaint filed Thursday in the St. Croix District Court, the fifth grader told sex crime investigators that Bergman would rub his thigh and calves during independent reading time. Wow, okay. Due to the strategic placement of his desk in her classroom at Rivercrest Elementary School in Hudson, he did not believe any of the other kids would see it happening, the complaint alleged. The boy also confirmed to police that Bergman would have him stay after class. He claimed that Bergman kissed him several times in her classroom, either after school or while the other students were at lunch. Bergman, 24, is charged with first-degree child sexual assault of a child under 13. The boy's family had befriended Bergman, we talked about the Alfton Alps, a nearby resort, and Bergman told authorities she received the boy's number, we talked about that. Alright, oh, there's some more. Okay, there's some more. Bergman told authorities she received the boy's number during that weekend. Last week, the boy's mother overheard a troubling phone call and alerted the boy's father. According to complaint, the father confiscated the boy's phone and read his text messages. In one text, according to the complaint, Bergman told the boy that she wanted to just grab your face and push you to the floor and make out with you. In another text, she allegedly told him, "I almost kissed you when you were on the ground today, but I got distracted by your stomach." The boy's enraged father printed out the text and took them to the school. Boy, I bet he was hot. Authorities...
Not like that.
You know what I mean. Authorities immediately opened an investigation. Cops searched Bergman's backpack and allegedly found a folder with the victim's name on it. I'd be ready to punch somebody in the damn throat at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Inside were several handwritten letters. In her notes, she tells him that she loves him, wants to kiss him, he turns her on, and then she is obsessed with him, the complaint says. Bergman is free on a $25,000 bond. She's disabled her social media, is not allowed on school property or at school events. It is unclear if she has yet hired an attorney authorized to speak on her behalf. Additionally, Bergman, who was engaged to be married to Sam Hickman, will no longer be walking down the aisle. He said, like any good man of sense, fuck that.
No, he don't want to be known. Oh, yeah, we saw your... poor molester wife walking right down the street. Oh, not her again. What am I going to tell the
teachers? The teachers' union has written a letter of support for the teacher, pointing out that the teacher is just very dedicated to going the extra distance to educate
hell
her judge.
Yeah. I would think if he moved next to her and she started rubbing legs, like, man, his grades gone from B's to straight A's. He studies harder. He wants to be there.
I understand people defending when it's a boy 17 or 18. Not saying it's right, but it's completely different than a teacher going after an 11-year-old boy. If she doesn't get a good prison sentence, then they may as just remove this from the criminal statutes. To confirm, this is disgusting. However, if it comes to pass that this young boy takes a gun to his school and takes out many students and teachers, will the prosecutors then ask for the child to be certified as an adult while educating this hypothetical shoot-up? Food for thought.
Yeah, 11, it may screw you up. I mean, I just hadn't heard too many cases of that. You know, they're usually already in late, probably early high school, the late there's, almost graduation.
There seems to be a lot of this going on. What's with that?
But I heard 13, too.
Yeah. I don't know, but consider what they're teaching little kids today in public, and I guess some private schools. It's so perverted. Just listen to some of it at the school board meetings or on the Congress floor. Nothing that could be written in public. I don't know is the only correct thing in your entire... Oh, no. They said, nope, I do know. I saw it televised with my own eyes. If you don't want to believe what you see, then don't. I can only assume you think it is fine. Then again, your state-run media sure won't show it. Yup.
Nope. I always kind of curious what it make in someone's head to think that was sexy.
Right.
Only thing I can think is their innocence, an easy target, or something.
Oh, the fiancé has spoken up. Fiancé busted for making, of the teacher busted for making out with the fifth grader, says, wedding is off. She cheated with a little kid. The devastated fiancé, and I'm sure he's shocked, like, this dude is, like... He's going into his dark music right now. He's like, yeah, I can't... Like, you're shocked. You can't believe it. You've got Mad World playing right now. That's what's going on with that guy. He's probably rethinking his entire life at this point.
Just like TV.
The devastated fiancé... has called off the wedding, one of his friends told the Post. Madison Birdman and her betrothed Sam Hickman were due to tie the knot in July, but the revelation of her sick love affair with one of their 11-year-old students has halted any plans of a flowery ceremony. It's been indefinitely postponed, a pal of Hickman who asked to remain anonymous said Saturday. And it probably won't happen. Sam's really upset and heartbroken. He's embarrassed and pissed. Man, he might be getting into his... I don't know what kind of... music.
What kind of guy, Matt? I gotta compete with 11-year-olds.
Right!
Yeah, you think...
Right!
Well, yeah. That's almost like... It wouldn't be as bad if she hooked up with a woman because you're like, I can't provide what a woman has because I have different equipment.
Right!
And then you see the lesbians using dildos. I was like, well, you're just going back to dick.
Right.
Just a fake one.
Right. Okay.
They just don't like the things attached to the dicks.
Yeah. He didn't deserve this. Everyone is pissed. Okay. The longtime couple's wedding page on the popular marriage website, The Knot, has been taken down.
The Knot.
The friend said the decision to kill the wedding, which was scheduled for July 27th, was a mutual decision. Not one of the others alone. It's more like, well, obviously it's not going to happen this summer. Pretty much all that there is to say. He says it's fucked up that she cheated with a little kid, the friend told the Post.
We'll see about the fall, but not the summer.
Really hurt. Not talking too much about it. Just like, this is fucked up. Man.
He said, nothing will make me change my mind. Well, maybe
he doesn't look like so much of a Chad there, to be honest. Like, he does look like your regular... it's not... Nerdy is where the incel guys are.
It's whatever they call it now.
And it's incel. The nerd is the incel now. So a lot of these guys are like, maybe I can get a... Okay, guys, so incel community, our culture...
Nerd would imply having some kind of other talent at most.
No, just the looks. It looks. Remember, the incel, they would call incel guys, or that culture would call him a nerd. They'd call him an incel. He would be one of them. So
I think a lot of it's confidence.
No, dude. It's not about, it's a confidence issue, but that's their, it's not even that. It's a raising the bar issue. You've got mid women raising the bar so high that the man with the most confidence in the universe can't approach her.
I think.
Can't approach her.
Yeah.
So, So this guy here, he's a regular nerdy looking dude. And a lot of guys are like, well, maybe I can get a woman like that. And then she fucked an 11-year-old.
It's not like, exactly like that, but I'd shoot for something not.
Well, I mean, we don't know if she fucked him, but we know that that was going to happen. Just,
well, it
just
was molesting.
You might as well say
she jerked him off or something.
So this is like the infinite black pill for you black pillers. He's still in shock, he continued. Not only did she cheat on him, but she cheated with a little kid. The 24-year-old teacher was busted after the victim's parents found texts between the pair, according to charging documents. The boy's father stormed into Rivercrest Elementary School with printouts of the conversations, prompting an investigation. The text revealed intimate messages from Bergman detailing their encounters inside the classroom during lunch or after school, including texts telling the boy how much she enjoyed him touching her and making out, the charging documents state. Police additionally found a folder with the victim's name on it in her bag that contained handwritten notes talking about him and how much they kissed. It's unclear how long the abuse has been going on, but the accused pervert told investigators she was given the boy. We know about that. This is the same month that Bergman became engaged to Hickman, her social media shows. So, the minute she became engaged, she starts messing around with an 11-year-old. It's the weirdest shit in the world. The sick teacher, well, no, it says that all this shit happened. No, so she'd been with the 11-year-old while she was engaged to Hickman. The sick teacher has since been placed on administrative leave and barred from, and we know that. She can't talk to anybody. She's charged with a count, $25,000. Needs to be hung in the streets. Hang her in the streets. I believe it. I want her hung in the streets and I want it a televised event.
I mean, no one's beyond redemption, but I do think child molesters having a death penalty on the table.
I think they need to be hung in the streets. Alright, so at any rate, guys, Masters
He-Man.
Of the... Yeah, we can do He-Man real quick.
By
so,
the power of Grayskull.
You won't like this. Amazon MGM has announced when its live-action Masters of the Universe reboot will hit theaters, as well as who will be directing it. The live-action Masters of the Universe reboot is ready to get out of development hell. Amazon MGM has set a release date for the long-gestating movie, and there's also some Deadpool news on the sidebar there if you want to read that.
Yeah.
Which is based on the Sword and Planet-themed media franchise of the same name that was created by Mattel in 1982. According to Hollywood Reporter, Amazon MGM has announced that Masters of the Universe will open in theaters worldwide on June 5th of 2026. The report also confirms that Travis Knight will be directing from a script by Chris Butler. Knight, who is known for doing the 2018 Transformers spin-off Bumblebee, was previously reported to be in talks for the project back in February.
I like the Bumblebee one.
So...
Even though some people probably didn't, I don't know. I thought it was entertaining.
After several production delays... Alright, hold on. The project was then acquired by Netflix with the Nee brothers still attached as directors. Kyle Allen, the greatest beer run ever, was quickly cast to star as Prince Adam He-Man. However, in July 2023, the streamer canceled the reboot, leading Mattel Films to look for a new studio to buy the project, which ended up being Amazon MGM. Okay. A synopsis follows. This is what the movie will be about. 10-year-old Prince Adam, who crashed to Earth in a spaceship and was separated from his magical power sword, the only link to his home on Eternia. After tracking it down almost two decades later, Prince Adam is whisked back across space to defend his home planet against the evil forces of Skeletor. But to defeat such a powerful villain, Prince Adam will first need to uncover the mysteries of his past and become He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. I mean, it sounds good, but it's bringing it back to Earth instead of Eternia, which some people are upset about.
I mean, they're just remaking the old movie.
Yeah. Yep. Now, yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine as universe-sized steak, says Marvel President. We'll find out sometime later. Can't do that now. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on the Grim Articles Show. Have a good one, and I hope you guys are continuing to enjoy the month of Broken Dreamers, which we should have an announcement for City of Broken Dreamers finale any day now. It might even drop tomorrow. It may even drop tomorrow because tomorrow is usually his update day. So when he says it's live, it's ready to go, then it's ready to go. It might even be late May But we will have at least some chapters of it. And I know you guys are up for it. By the way, guys, if you're here, also give Scavenger a look. Basically, if you type in Chasing Sunsets into BitChute, you'll find his videos. Yeah, he's doing the games that I'm doing. That's cool. I don't give a shit. He was doing it on YouTube for a while, and I'm doing it here. And I want to support other creators that are doing the same thing, because that's what we do. Mm-hmm. I support Purity Sin. I support Scavenger. I think we're all in it together. I've seen some really awful fucking things happen in the adult industry lately that I am not going to talk about. Basically, how certain developers, artists are being treated in some circles. But we won't talk about that here, because there might be eyes and ears listening. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I will see you guys next time on the Grim Article Show with more great articles. Don't forget about the Sunday show, because I've got to do two fucking things on Sunday. I guess I got to do this, and I got to do the comics. I'll work it out. It'll work out, because, yeah, I'll get to it. It'll work out. Enjoy the decline.